Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza and the City Firefighters Union now locked in an increasingly bitter dispute about cutting overtime spending in the fire department. And joining us to talk about this conflict is Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. Ian, hello.
Hello there, Dave.
So how did this dispute between Mayor Elorza and the Firefighters Union get started, Ian?
Back in May, Mayor Elorza announced plans to change the number of daily fire platoons from 4 to 3. That was after an independent analysis showed that without spending cuts or new city revenue, Providence will face a worsening financial situation starting next year. The city went ahead with implementing the change from 4 to 3 platoons a day, and the firefighters union went to court to oppose it. They say the change amounts to firefighters working an average of 14 more hours a week at a lower rate of pay.
The dispute between City Hall and the firefighters has, actually become very personal. So why is that?
Well, if you ask the firefighters, they blame Mayor Elorza's approach. I talked this week with the president of the firefighters union, Paul Dowdy. Dowdy points out how Elorza did not tell him about the move to change the number of fire department platoons until the night before the mayor held a press conference on that subject. Dowdy also criticizes how the platoon change was implemented.
They didn't do any planning for what was going to happen once they implemented. What's it going to do to family life, what the number of hours worked would be for the firefighters, and then what the fallout would be from that. So it was just poorly planned and poorly executed, and the effect really hit not so much on the firefighters, but on the firefighters and their families.
Now, Ian, what's the response from Mayor Elorza?
The mayor blames the firefighters for making the dispute very personal. At the same time, the mayor remains unapologetic about taking steps he calls necessary for the fiscal health of Providence.
$9 million a year in overtime costs in our fire department. We have to get this under control. If we don't get this under control, our costs are going to continue to skyrocket, our deficit is going to continue to grow, and this doesn't bode well for the future of the city. We have to do this for the future of the city.
So where do things stand in this dispute at this point between the Firefighters Union and Mayor Elorza?
Earlier this month, a Superior Court judge ruled the dispute could go to grievance arbitration. City Hall has asked the court to drop the firefighters' initial complaint. Arbitration between the two sides is expected to take place in mid-December. Meanwhile, the firefighters' union is starting to talk in different Providence neighborhoods about what it says could happen if the city loses this fight in court. We hear once again from Union President Paul Dowdy. He says Mayor Elorza needs to rethink the implications of the city's approach.
The upside, according to him, is a $5 million savings. The downside is upwards of $20 million. It's something that would be catastrophic, in our opinion, to the city. And it's something that we think should go into his risk-benefit analysis about pursuing this lawsuit.
Now, what's the response from Mayor Elorza?
The mayor says firefighters have gotten accustomed to benefits that he says the city can no longer afford.
This is not winning the lottery. You know, you can't win the lottery on the backs of taxpayers. This is about myself and this office making sure that we're looking out for taxpayers and residents and letting folks know that the way that things have always been done in the past, that's not the way that things are going to be done going forward. We need to address these issues and we need to address them head on.
So it sounds like there's not much room for compromise. Is that right?
Well, as we've heard, there is a lot of sharp rhetoric between the two sides in this dispute, and it's only the latest in a series of clashes over the years between Providence mayors and the firefighters union. Both Mayor Elorza and the firefighters say they're open to negotiating, and they blame each other for not coming to the negotiating table. But the firefighters' contract doesn't expire until 2017. So, unlikely as it might seem right now, we can't entirely rule out the possibility of a negotiated settlement to this dispute.
Okay, thanks for bringing us up to speed about it. Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis.
Always a pleasure, Dave.